on the boxes also. Wanted to buy an AM or sideband CB radio set, working, operating I should say, in or out of order. So you can phone us here on 436862 and we'll pass the message on. For sale, a 5/8 arch ground plane aerial, complete with 30-foot square section mast and coax. The asking price is $70. Two power supplies, one 4-amp continuous and one 2-amp continuous, $25 each. For further information, you can phone 469586. 469586. For sale, a 4-amp power supply, Dick Smith, had little use, $25. You can contact Little Walter Sabiligo, Simon Double Four. For that, or phone him on 477-985. For sale, a Burst case. This is a large case and is quite big enough to house Conky. So if anyone wants one of them, $10, just as much as it's worth. I shouldn't say that, as much as it's worth. It's worth a lot more than that, but $10 is the asking price. But anyway, 430-0350. if you're interested in the Burst case. For sale, a manual car radio. This one works well. Has an extension speaker. An extension speaker plug. You can keep the BR23 on the air or phone us here at 436862. $13 is the asking price, so it's a cheap one. For sale, a JVC car stereo cassette, complete with speakers and fittings, $30. You can phone 478342, 478342. For sale, a black and white AWA TV console on lease. The set has nice picture and it goes very well. It goes. Yeah, anyway. That typewriter of yours, that cat got to it, it's no good, Bill. It's no good at all. The asking price for this one is $20. It's $20, yes. You can phone 436862 or you can come up to 2 Red Street and Bill will give you a demo on it. Right, for sale, a Proctor camera with telescopic lens. The camera is in a new condition. The asking price, $150. 2 Casey Street, North Bendigo is the address where you can go and have a look at this particular camera. I could imagine it would be a good one. For sale, 2 single bookend beds, $12 each. Your 20-inch bike, good order, $35. A pusher pram with accessories, $25. A bouncer net, $2. A safe and sound car seat, both fold-in type, and in good order, one's $5, and the other one is $10. By the way, it is a $36 on the spot for having a child in the car, unbelted. So you've got to make sure that they are well and truly strapped in. Wanted to buy AM or CB radios, in or out of order, buy once. I think I read this one before. I think we've got it in twice, Bill. It's in or out of order. Yeah, right, so we'll drop that one. For sale, a Mark 1 Bengal base station, 23 channel, set is in good order, and a half-wave aerial to go with the station, base station. Asking price for the lot is $100. Phone us here on 436862 or catch the BSB27 rail on the air. Wanted to buy another telescopic tower. And if someone has one, I think it's for Greg, the 245 Greg, you can phone 865230. And Greg would be very pleased if you'd give him a ring on that. Yeah, I've got that down there. I'll put down on the air. I didn't get the handle to that one, though. What was the handle? It's George, was it? Oh, right. The VCB 895 George has an Apollo base station for sale. Also a 3-element Yogi, if anyone's going. $210 for the lot or the nearest offer. I think, as I said, that's a pretty good outfit, that. It is a cheap outfit. There's nothing wrong with that. But anyway, you can contact Bob on 48756. That doesn't sound right. No, it's not right. Oh, yes. I left the 3 off. 487563. 487563. If you're interested in the Apollo base station and the 3-element Jaggy, $210 or nearest offer. Right then, Bill. Now I'm out of breath and I'm out of everything, so... 3, 4, 5, 6. What mine name is that, over?
Yeah, Rod.
Rod, of course, there, Rod. How are you, mate?
Oh, that's that.
Oh, you got Bill, are you?
Oh, yeah, Roger, B-S-B-10.
The 21's on the other side there, Rod. Anyway, good to have you in there, mate. Well, what was that, mate?
go to the top of them. All right, well, tonight we've got Jim, the VOU 100, with us. And Jim, as you know, works on a oil rig out there in Bass Strait. And I thought, well, Jim would like to talk a little bit on the rig there tonight. And anybody that has anything that they would like to know about it, I'll tell you what, it's a very interesting line. Jim showed us quite a few posters and one thing and another that he'd brought home. So, okay, Jim, good evening to you there, mate. And we'll put it to you to say good evening to everybody out there. And we'll just... what's the life on the ridge like, Jim? Is it, I suppose, be much different to what it would be sort of at home and that sort of thing? It, you're out in the middle of the sea there, just on a platform, and although I suppose you've got all amenities and that sort of thing there with you, Jim.
Yeah.
normally do the special team and do hot work. And even check down, you do a gas sniff, and everyone, for one well of the work there, you've got to have about a couple of fire watches and a couple of other safety blokes. So it's to try and do a job, you couldn't quote on a job. You look at a job on shore, you say, oh, well, it might take X amount of hours to do it, but it don't work like that out there. You get down, and then you've got to check everything. It looks a bit dangerous, even if you stop the game. Because there's so much electronics. If you have a look at some of the buildings in there, you walk in some of the shacks, and it's just there's a great heap of like TV video screens there, and it's just all connected to the different electronic gear. Like when they drill these holes, they go down and then they directional drilling, or they go a little while and they drop a cable down. On the end of that, it's got a great some electronic gadget, and it comes up and does about a dozen prettier from the top surface as it's going down. That tells them whether they're going the right direction or not. They do a mechanical one first, they drop it down, they have a magnet in it, and it's got a compass in it as well, and a little camera goes down, takes a photo about the size, about inch by inch, and when they bring it up, that shows which way the hole has been going. That's just the first mechanical one. Then they drop down a more sophisticated electronic gear, and that gives another readout on the screen, and a sort of a printout as well, and then if these all compare together, they know the hole is going the right direction. If not, they bring it up again, and then they start again. Now, last week, the hole working in there, they got down to about 4,000 feet or so. They broke off. They lost all the piping in there. They tried to pull up. There's a bit of a coal which they dropped in around it, and they had to leave it all there. It was $100,000 worth of drill pipe they had to leave down the hole. So they just pumped concrete down around that hole then, pull up with the concrete set, and they drill down alongside and take off again. So that's the way it goes. It's a big money plan, because I said to them, couldn't you get it up? They said, oh yes, we spent a day getting up. It cost $40,000 a day to run the drill rig alone. So they said they wasted one day trying to get it up. So that's $140,000 that's cost them to do $100,000. They said, we spent another 2 days on it. Well, we can't carry on. They got a special tool, they call it fishing gear, which they have a wand that they pipe that's broken. They hooked on to it, but the pipe just wasn't strong enough, because the actual drill rig, they got lift. It lifts 650 tons you can lift on the rig. So the pipe wasn't strong enough, and 650 tons, you just broke again. We're talking about a 6-inch pipe here. So you made a 6-inch pipe about half inch wall thickness, and you just sheared it off. So they've got a fair bit of strength there, a fair bit of power, what they're playing around with, because we got the other ship out here just laying up, what they call the thing now, the one that sets up the other reef, the Polaris, yeah, Polaris, that's the barge out there. Well, the crane on that one there will lift 1,300 pounds. Now, 1,300 tonne it'll lift, 1,300 tonne. And the lift they just did recently, they tipped the rig over with, that lifted 650 tonne. They just lifted it up in the water, lifted it up, turned it over, set it down. So I think you get an idea of the stuff that's out there. Anyway, I'll drop the button and see if anyone's out there and what's going on. So with that, I'll let it go.
Thank you, Jim. Okay, Tony.
Yeah, just before we bring Roy in there, acknowledge there, Roy. While you're on those pipes, or the drilling there, Jim, we're having some posters just before we came on the air. And with these drills, this rig, they can drill down to up to a kilometre, and they can go down to a certain distance and then go on a 45-degree angle, and a kilometre away, they've got to be so accurate with this electronic equipment, they've got to be so accurate that they've got to drill into a 2-metre shelf. This is where the oil is. And I thought that was a very, very interesting one, Jim, and you know, things have got to be so accurate to drill that distance and then at an angle and hit a shelf, which is 2 metres. It's really incredible, isn't it, to go that distance and be so accurate. But anyway, we'll put it back to you there, Jim. That was a very interesting one, I thought.
There you go, Roger. Now, down the Bass Strait field, I'm out on the snapper for a production platform, a drawing platform at the moment. I'm about 30 kilometres out from shore. Just saying before, there is 8 platforms out there working at the moment. There's 9 just about ready to start sort of drilling. We've been drilling for 12 months now. And it's still about, like I say, we've got 13 holes drilled. Well, that's 13, it's going to be, I reckon. So they can't find any more oil, they might just sort of give it away. So I reckon where we are at the moment, they're supposed to be in the reservoir. They call the reservoir, but it's all in sort of the stone, sandstone type of stuff. But they reckon the amount of oil in place is 200 million barrels. That's how much oil is in place. This is around the Snapper platform. This is the Snapper oil reservoir. But they reckon the recoverable oil is 7 million barrels. Well, there's 34 imperial gallons in a barrel. So you want to work out like that, it works at, 245 million gallons recoverable oil there. So, plenty of gas. They're not looking for gas now. They're finding gas everywhere. But it's the oil they're after. And they have a bit of trouble getting all that there. We've gone through the oil at one well at the moment, in the A21 well on the Saturn platform. They've got 2 pipes going down the one hole. At one level, they struck the oil at one angle, and they get about 500 kiloliters a day out of it. Then they struck down, that's a long one, one down deep, on this kind of different angle, and struck this 2 meter sort of zone of oil. They're dragging 400 kiloliters a day out of that one. And the other one is 200 kiloliters a day. But it's not dragging quite each one, but each well oil is really about 200 kiloliters a day. Not bad, I mean, I think that's 200,000 liters a day. And there's about 5 wells doing that. Right, with that now, I think about is that Roy, the 220 Roy. So, right, Roy, I'll throw it back to you then, mate.
Yeah, okay, just 220, right? Just answer the question I was going to ask you, the amount of oil and that was down there, the life of the wells out and the straight out our present rate of use, 224 million. That's a lot of oil there, and I know we're using quite a bit, but seems a few years left there, mate.
Yeah, well, actually, this is the bad platform, this one. Not much at all. Like, when you get on the ones, when you get on the ones like the mackerel, that's practically all oil. The mackerel, they went down about 1,000 metres there, then they went out 3 kilometres. 3,000 metres, more than horizontal. And it was drilling so hard that they had to mix oil with the mud to keep the thing from dragging and going out and pull that much and try and drag it out again. And they struck the well about 3 kilometres out from the platform. So even though the platform's sitting there, you've got 22 wells down, they don't all go straight down. They go out and you might be covering an area 3 kilometres around the platform where they're sort of drawing from. So that's where you see them placing down. I place one here, another one there, yes, they all go around different angles. Now, I just put another one out near the kingfish. Now, kingfish A and kingfish B, they're only about 3 kilometres apart, so they must have gone in and hit each other, and they've been draining a lot of oil out. It's just been flowing out over there. But now they have moved to kingfish west, and you want to put that just another 3 kilometres alongside of it, west of the other one. So evidently there must be a lot more oil there still to put this other platform up. But the oil there, though, isn't a really good grade. It's not what the stuff they give. But when it comes out, it's like that floor wax which you play with. It's very, just what it looks like. And it comes out pretty warm. But by the time you get into the shore, you pump it through the oil underneath the sea, she sort of gums up, and you have a bit of trouble with it that way. They keep it flowing pretty far, it's all right. That's why they have a bit of trouble when they have a big strike down there. They go out and let it flow through, but they've got to turn their production back because they get the back end of the plan, and if the oil don't flow at a certain speed, she gums up. And the whole pipe, you might have a 24-inch pipe, then she keeps gumming up the gas down about a 3-inch pipe, and then there's trouble when she gums right up. They've got to sort of get things through to clear it out. They keep it flowing with a full stream, there's no worry. And that's a bit of trouble where on our platform because there's mostly gas. And gas, you know, as you pump it through the line, it tends to freeze up. So therefore, they've got to pump the glycol and methylene in it to stop it from freezing up. So when you try and pump the oil in with the gas, by the time it gets to the blows up into little balls of hard frozen oil, and it causes no end of trouble. But this is only because this platform was originally designed for gas, Snapper was, and they found a bit of oil there, and they're quite happy about it. But they're going to run now another pipe from here across to the mackerel platform, and then they'll hook into the mackerel platform and pump the oil back through there. But anyway, I'll just drop the button, I think it's back to 220 Roy, and see you going there now.
Yeah, thanks, there, Jim. I'll tell you what, mate, you're a wealth of information, a lot more than I knew was going on down there, and I dare say most of the guys listening in also. You got gas coming out of yours there, the world you're working on. How much gas is about there, mate? We got plenty for a few years, or is it likely to dry up?
Yeah, Roy, I think
the
distance break there, too. At the moment, there's going to be no end of gas. This is the word we're getting. The oil that they're more chasing for now, there's no worry. Of course, the wall reports on here and that. There seems to be no trouble at all with gas. They just sort of, this platform is really designed for gas. It just draws straight through the gas now, chasing the oil. I reckon there's the, where are we now? I've got a bit of thing here. Yeah, this is, I was just talking about one platform. This is the latest platform that started, that's gone on the line. They reckon the size of the reservoir. Test on that, see how much water's in it. four dead wells. Well, I say it was funny, guys. Oh, no, leave it there. There's a few dead wells there. I don't say something to careful, I say. Yeah, so does that want to answer your question?
Thanks very much, Jim. I'll be on the side.
Thank you.
half hour, that's the platform I work on, out to the Kingfisher, and that sometimes take about an hour. It's generally about a half hour, 20 minutes, depending on how it's doing. We've got the older one, takes about half an hour. Got the new Sikorskis, they cruise along about 130, 150 kilometres, and you get out there 120, 130 knots an hour. We get there pretty quick with them. But they have a great system of supply boats that just say a personnel go by helicopter. They've got the big boats continually move around and bring all their supplies out. They all leave from Barry's Beach. But then we've got the other one they call Little Makara. It leaves from down Lake Entrance, and he runs out all the time. He runs out, he comes out every second day or so. He brings all the food and all that stuff like that out. But all the personnel we get by helicopter now. Yeah, but